The primary turnout numbers were pretty dismal. But before we get to that, first let's hear from some voters about why they showed up on Election Day.
If people don't exercise it, eventually it's going to disappear, you know, and then they're going to really want it back.
That's Tallahassee resident Tim Fletcher. He says he drove to a church near his house just to vote for Governor Rick Scott in his primary against two Republican challengers.
Making sure he's got, he knows that people are out there supporting him.
Tori Green says she came to the same polling place mostly because of city-level elections. Her motivations?
The crime rate and education. Those are my main two.
And across town at the Florida A&M University campus, student Meredith Tucker voted as a registered Democrat.
I just really felt like we needed to see more change, and I didn't feel like Rick Scott was the man that was doing that, so I really wanted to get him out of office and try to put someone else in.
After votes were counted in all 67 counties, turns out those voters were part of a small minority statewide. Among registered Republicans and Democrats, just one-fifth voted. Factor in people unaffiliated with a political party, and the overall turnout dipped to just 17.5%.
There wasn't a lot of statewide attention, and the other factor is, frankly, we have very few competitive down ballot races.
University of Florida political science professor Dan Smith says Florida has some of the least competitive districts in the country, meaning many congressional and state-level incumbents are already reelected with little or no opposition. Smith believes it's because of how the legislature has drawn district boundaries.
We have very lopsided districts in terms of either packed with Republicans or packed with Democrats. And as a result, the rational candidate or potential candidate is not going to throw his or her hat into the ring.
Smith says the primary election returns were particularly bad news for Democrats. Ahead of time, he predicted lots of them would turn out to decide the race between Charlie Crist and Nan Rich. He says that contest was contentious compared with what he calls token opposition Governor Scott faced on the Republican ticket. But only 18% of Democrats cared to choose their gubernatorial nominee, Crist.
The Democrats have quite a lot of hurdles to excite their partisans to come out this November.
But at the same time most Floridians chose not to participate, the primary election marked the first time more voters cast absentee and early votes than they did on Election Day, the vast majority of them by mail. Smith says it's a positive trend because counties that aggressively promoted absentee voting saw overall turnout as high as a quarter of registered voters. The state's top elections officer, Secretary of State Ken Detzner, says high mail-in ballot usage could be here to stay.
It very well could be. It's a trend that we've seen since actually 08. More people are using absentee ballots, so it could continue.
And speaking of the future of Florida's elections, Detzner kicked off his primary night recap by reading his fortune cookie from dinner.
It said, "Remember, 3 months from this date, good things are in store for you." So, feeling pretty good about the November election.
We'll see how many registered voters feel the same way. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.